Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, most co-working outfits have attracted companies and freelancers alike with sleek designs and central locations. But what about more industrial requirements such as storage and logistics amenities? Enter WorkFriendly, a co-working space set up by Hong Kong-based self-storage firm StoreFriendly. Launched in July, delayed because of the outbreak, things are looking up for WorkFriendly, and we talked to CEO and co-founder of StoreFriendly, Jess Johansson, to get the lowdown. Jess, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first talk to us about the feedback you received from businesses, which then led you to establish this aspect of the business, which is co-working units.
Well, it's really a natural extension of our business. What we saw is customers were asking for some active space. They love the storage product, but sometimes they want a little bit extra. They want to put a desk in there. They want to have PowerPoints. They want to have Wi-Fi. Sometimes they say, well, why do we merge together? Why can't we have it separate? And then we thought, well, we can arrange some spaces that our storage users can make use of, our business users. And then we went from there, and then we expanded on and said, then we'll give them free coffee, we'll give them free phone booths, we'll give them meeting rooms, we'll give them presentation areas, we'll give them flexible spaces. So if they want to have an event and present certain things to their business customers and invite them in and engage with them that way, then we can do that. It snowballed a little bit. If you want that, then we can also give you this, we can give you a bit more. And once you have space on your hands, you can say, okay, well, what is it that they really want? So we did a sample with a few customers and say, well, if we do it, then how much of it do you want, in what way, in which form? We came up with the WorkFriendly concept, and it just snowballed from there.
How's it different, though, from, say, other co-working offerings? I mean, what's your USP?
Well, we are in industrial space. We are not a downtown city or orchard area sort of workspace provider. So we're not a co-working setup. We're in an industrial building. We then make it look very nice, but still with a very industrial feel. And then it plays to the customer who says, okay, I want something that accommodates my business needs in terms of an industrial setup. We have cargo lifts at their disposal. We also have a private, a personal lift where you don't need to fight with pallets or 40-foot containers coming in and out. Right? And that's very important for us in these buildings, that it has something for the infrequent user and somebody who needs their goods in and out. And then they can make use of different solutions in different parts of the building. That's really what WorkFriendly is. If you have a need for products coming in and out, we can cater to that. If you're more like a soft business with infrequent use of that, but more customer engagement and presentation space, then we can engage for it, then we can supply that to you. So that's really what WorkFriendly is. It's a flexible space for any kind of business user. And then we do it from an industrial cost base. If you work in the city, you're working on the basis of a rent that's $8 to $10 a square foot.
Mm.
The costing for us in an industrial building is maybe $1 or $1.50. So the cost that we can provide a similar service to our customers is an entirely different cost base. And we pass that on to the customers. And effectively what it means, Howie, is that we can give to a customer a similar product to what you get in the city for half the price, and we'll even include a storage room for you. It becomes an entirely different proposal.
I understand you launched in July, delayed because of the outbreak.
Well, COVID was a curveball for all of us. When we were ready to launch in February, March, and then COVID happened and everybody was told to stay home. So then we launched it in July when we were open, phase two, and customers can start getting out of their homes, businesses can start engaging with space. And with our solution, which is a flexible solution, it's not a long-time commitment, we thought this is a good time. It's time for you guys to get out of your homes, to have faith in your business setup, and we are the space provider to engage with small businesses that need to operate not out of their homes, but in a good, flexible, industrial, and cost-effective way.
So Jess, it sounds like your solutions are quite bespoke. How's the feedback been so far? People must like that they can put in their own combinations and...
Yeah, the name of the game these days is flexible use, and they appreciate that. They can pretty much get any solution they want from us, and I think they really appreciate that. So we have quite a few customers using us already, and it's working out nicely. They're quite happy with it, the setup and how we've done things. We've also got feedback of they want a little bit more of this or a little bit less of that. So that's just part of any new business, you know. The product is an adaptable product. We can do more of certain things, less of other things. The software packages that we're working to improve the ease of the space and the reservation procedures, etc. We are a business that has started from a self-storage background. And as the word says, it's self-storage. So it's very much an industry where you take care of yourself once you engage with the product. You use it however you feel you want to. With WorkFriendly, it's much more a service setup. And that, of course, means that my staff has needed to get new skills, new training, new software solutions, new supporting products, printing services, etc. And that's good. It's a challenge for the staff, or it's something new for them to sink their teeth into, and that's been really good. And as I say, we then develop with the customers, and the product is tailored to whatever it is that they need. And obviously these days with COVID and a world in flux as we see it, there's room for change and optimization all the time. Really what we're trying to do is stay close to our customers and make the necessary changes where we see it, where they want it.
We're speaking with Jess Johansson, who is CEO and founder of WorkFriendly. Talk to us about some of the people who've really thrived using your solutions. What were their combinations? Maybe we'll follow.
Well, they're typically small businesses that have worked from home previously and now say, okay, this kind of product is enticing me to get out of my home and not work from home. So it is an industrial-based setup, which means that the costing is very competitive towards other workspaces. Then they have access to spaces that they don't need to commit to all the time, such as meeting rooms or event space. They can get a free cup of coffee. and they can use a private phone booth for those discussions too. So they don't need a private setup. It's a shared setup. It's their own storage space, but it's a co-admin space that they make use of, but with certain private solutions such as the phone booths and the meeting rooms. And that seems to work quite well. They're happy with that. Communication is important too, though. Any business needs to be close to a space where you can engage with customers and easily get people to and from. So proximity to MRT and other logistics centers is important. Our first center in Paya Lebar Quarter is perfect for that. It's sort of a city fringe location with a new downtown east, as some people refer to it. And that's an excellent location for that kind of product. And we'll keep expanding this then in similar locations, you know, in the downtown west area or a Bukit Merah kind of setup or Kallang. Basically, city fringe locations will work very well for a WorkFriendly product.
What's in the pipeline, Jess? Enhancements, expansion plans maybe?
Yeah, so we have some great investors that we're working with who see the benefit of doing this, and they really want us to roll it out both here and in Hong Kong, where we have a great presence. We're finalizing plans with them, and then we will have a number of locations here. We're working on two more as we speak right here in Singapore. I anticipate WorkFriendly will be in 10 locations within a couple of years. And in Hong Kong, as I say, we are rolling it out now. We haven't opened up yet, but the first one will open up in probably October or maybe November, and we're quite excited about that too.
Advice, though, for other business leaders during this challenging time. I mean, how'd you keep your head up? How'd you keep staff motivated?
Yeah, that's a challenge for all of us. I think, first of all, look at your business. You know, make sure that expenses are taken care of and you can make changes and adapt where necessary. So short-term solutions is important, and we fit in with that kind of flexible mindset. I think also engage with all kinds of partners and make sure that you work with the right people and the right suppliers who can give you the right terms of these uncertain terms. I also focus quite a lot on training. You know, working from home doesn't mean not working, so it typically means maybe acquiring new skills. I tell all my staff to acquire new skills and to take new training, new courses. Government is helping a lot with this, with new training and acquiring of new skills, which is fantastic. And I think
what kind of skills, though, Jess, are you asking them to focus on? There's a lot of talk about the soft skills and the importance of them, cognitive thinking and that sort of thing.
Listen, for me, it's most important that they acquire something new. So if it's in finance, then I get them on communication skills. So new training in order to open up. You know, a lot of finance people are maybe a bit introvert, so I send them on training to how to engage with other people,
right,
internally and externally. For my salespeople, there's some techniques that I try and optimize. I send them on some training courses for that. There's some software solutions that we're looking into. We are using the robotics in our storage execution, and there's a lot of training in that field of how to apply and make best use of robotics and new technological advancements in that area, so we look into that. Yeah, so salespeople can always learn new techniques and how to become a better salesperson, and while sitting here working from home, this kind of thing is maybe a different way of selling, a different way of engaging. We're looking to apply technologies to engage with people in from a remote base. That can always be improved. But there's a lot of new technology at our disposal then, so there's new training for that. We also just engage with our customers often and frequently and try and see what's going on in their world so that we can help out as much as possible. We are a newish business here. We're restarting. We had a presence here a few years ago, and we've reintroduced the brand and added the work-friendly concept to that. So we have a lot of new customers, and they're seeing a new way of doing things the way we do, and we try and adopt and adapt the product to what they need. So we're not a business that has been up and running for many years and are very fixed in our ways. We're a continuously evolving business. And work-friendly will continue to evolve and adapt to what our business users need.
Jess Johansson is co-founder and CEO of Store-Friendly. Thanks so much for joining us today, Jess.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.